He ain't going nowhere. Not with this good pussy. Not with this good mouth.
Well, that's not going to keep a man. He may enjoy that. He may keep you around for a time. But what? Until he hit a side piece that got better mouth and pee? Ladies, I'm telling you now, you can't keep a man from good mouth and pee. Even knowing how to cook good. Those two things I don't think are enough. If you got a crappy personality, you're always nagging, or if you're always pressuring them to do what you want, you never give them any peace, you never let them have any peace, yeah, that good pee and mouth ain't gonna keep them.
Wet mouth, deep ass throat. Deep motherfucking throat. If I'm drunk, I might put the whole balls in my mouth. What's up?
Dang, sis, that's sad. That's all you got to offer? That's what you feel like your value is to a man? That's it? Out of all the things you could have mentioned. I mean, it says a lot.
Bet you can't do that. I bet these bad b****s can't do that. Hmm?
Yeah, they can.
Major green flags, if you see these in women, these are all correlated with lower levels of divorce. Reads books. A woman who is intellectually curious, that is a very, very good sign. It's a sign of conscientiousness and high intelligence. She has...
Well, I don't know a lot of women who read books. I know there's women out there who do read books, but the women that I know that read books, they're usually like romance novels or something. They're usually not reading books about philosophy and things like that. I'm just saying, I'm just being real. It ain't a diss, ladies. Just being honest. So good luck finding that, fellas. Most of the women that I try to talk to about deep intellectual stuff, they get mad. I don't want to talk about this. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about reality TV. Let's talk about gossip, anything but some deep stuff that I got to think about. That's been my experience.
As a major career or a hobby, successful people in positions of power respect and trust her. She shows accountability, caring, and nurturing. She is other-oriented, humble, frugal, no drinking or social media. She's...
I mean, the more he talked, the more it sounds like he's describing a woman that doesn't really exist. Usually a woman who's really career oriented, the nurturing kind of lacks usually. And then she doesn't usually have a lot of time to even really be there for you the way you would want her to be if she working all the time. And most guys don't care about how competent a woman is at her job and how much people like her or respect her at her job.
Over the age of 25, her parents are in an intact marriage. Her friends' parents would also be, generally speaking, she would know people that are in intact marriages. Religious and or religious upbringing, again, has some sort of moral code or compass. Makes more than $50,000 per year, even better if she makes more than $70,000.
Yeah, we don't care about her money. I mean, it's cool if she gonna split it with me. You gonna give me half? Or do I get to dip in that bank account? I mean, then I can see caring somewhat. But other than that, I don't care. But it is good if she has parents that are still together. She's seen that example of what it takes to make a relationship work through the good and the bad. And her friend group says a lot too. Birds of a feather flock together. If she got ratchet, disrespectful friends, huge red flag.
It's more than $75,000 per year, has a bachelor's degree or more, has never been married or divorced, waited until her 20s to experiment sexually.
Don't care about the degree. Far as never been married or divorced, I would totally agree with that one. But waited until her 20s to experiment in the bedroom? No. I would prefer a woman who hasn't had any experience in the bedroom. And we could work on that together. The more bedroom partners she's had, the less she can pair bond. So ideally, most guys I feel like would want to marry a chick with her V-card still. She has no imprints from other men. So she will be able to fully pair bond with me. So definitely scratch this one. But I know at a certain age, that's not realistic. But that's why a lot of guys say don't date over 25, no matter how old you are. It's no coincidence that dudes with money date women between like 20 and 25.
Has fewer than 6 lifetime partners and has never cohabitated with a boyfriend before and wants to wait until marriage to move in. That is your list of major green flags.
I see a guy with his hat on backwards today. It's going down.
Don't ever fall for stuff like this. It's usually a prank or some type of scam or some type of setup. Fellas, if you see something like this, hear something like this in public, just keep it moving. Don't even pay her no attention. So many women are desperate for attention. But let me guess, she did all that for her. It wasn't for likes and validation online, or it wasn't to get attention from men. She just genuinely had a desire to do that for some other noble reason, right? Gotta give them their props. They going off. At least they ain't twerking. You know what I mean? I would love to see women do more dancing that isn't provocative. Do something that actually requires some type of talent and creativity.